Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number three. Thank you for joining us. I have massive tons of key news we're going to cover today. First, I want to continue to go into a bunch of your calls because you always bring up interesting points, news, and information. Take Gerald Celente. He had more than six figures coming to him. It was in his account. But he was also trading in gold futures. And so that messes up all his other positions. Now they're saying there's no money in his account. And so that's going to damage him that way, he told me last night on air. And Mike brings up that for 8 months, because the checks didn't get to the right department, I've seen this in the news too, where they won't process the child support payments right that the government takes, and then they penalize you. Where I've seen cases of where a father even has custody, and the wife in another state decides to go ahead and go get lie and say she needs child support, and then they'll give it to her. It's all part of breaking up the family. And you can always find some deadbeat examples of dads, but that's like taking people's kids because they're, you know, poor, and then giving them to CPS, who's the most abusive group out there. It's like, well, you might be a problem, guilty until proven innocent, so we'll just give you to a group of known perverts and scumbags. Here, you know, who's on record being a bunch of pedophiles, but you know, here it is. But Mike, if you just tuned in, was telling the story. For 8 months, he had $600,000 in the account, I think he said, of day trading. He'd done a really great job, and they just restrained it so that he couldn't make decisions. And it all went to Hades in a handbasket. And that's what's happening to the society. And then business isn't safe to conduct, and your society collapses because nobody trusts anybody. This is being done by design to create a post-industrial world. The bankers are stealing all the money and assets in the process of destroying the free market. They will then blame the free market for wrecking everything and offer communism as the answer, as the bankers sit offshore. That's the New World Order in essence. Mike in New York, finish your story.
Yeah, you're correct, Alex. Just to mention a couple other things that go with that. I mean, tripled your insurance rates. The bank charged me with each bounced check, besides the regular $30 fee, $100 legal fee besides that. Let me change the subject a little bit and bring back another highlight that I learned from you maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and that was a comprehensive annual financial report. And I looked and dug deep into it in my county where I live. And I spoke with the county exec, the assistant anyways to the county exec. And just to remind your listeners out there, the comprehensive financial report just lists the incomes and expenditures for each county throughout the United States. And typically speaking, the point that you raised, a gentleman you had on, and I think you even did a video, a short video with that, is, of course, we have sales tax and property taxes, but the third omni-appointment thing was that each county, you know, has between 100 and maybe $300 or $400 million that they invest. And that's basically the main job of the county exec is reinvest every year.
But then they never put that on the budget, and then they basically end up siphoning it off. It's a giant double set of books. They actually learned it from Al Capone, the Chicago 1313 model, then adopted by the U.S. government, and we cover it in the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed DVD, which is one of the 18 films you get with the Everything Special. I should add that we're only running until Christmas. Of $99, get them all. But, yeah, I tell you, that's what's dangerous about this cashless society. They can take your money. They can shut your accounts off for no reason. They can also now, with this cashless system, not let you use your money to buy or sell. They can track everything you're doing. They can put all these new fines and fees on it. The cashless society is about the bankers being able to absolutely rob you, and there's nothing you can do.
With the rate of returns anymore throughout the country, I think that's going to be a critical number that's going to be missed, and you're going to damage municipalities, as one of your listeners pointed out to you, Alabama declaring one of the counties down there.
It's all designed. They bankrupt the counties, the states, then the national government, and the bankers that engineered it all will then pose as saviors. The corporate paid whores will call them God and say they are the ones that help us, and the bankers will then just continue crisis after crisis until we're all homeless. That's their plan. Total criminal takeover.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to go back to your calls and all this other incredible news. DOJ says make it a federal crime to lie on the Internet, but the chief liars will decide what lying is. Just total police state coming to America as the criminals steal everything publicly and militarize the police, checkpoints, black uniforms, cameras, microphones hanging out of trees. Just every form of classical evil now manifesting, and this is only the beginning. The army of evil is only gathering around us and brainwashing its servants and baptizing them in more Satanism and more evil and more TSA pedophilia, just absolute wickedness. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls. By the way, people say, oh, this is, you know, this guy's sitting here, it's gloom and doom. Reality is so much more than I can even tell you, okay? We've gotten too comfortable accepting corruption and evil. Okay? That's what's happening right now. Yeah, we're going to take your bank account for no reason and keep it. Yeah, we're going to give Al-Qaeda control of Libya. Yeah, the TSA is going to be at checkpoints and grab your genitals on the highway. See how it's all just getting crazier and crazier? And it's going to get even crazier still, and then crazier, because the crooks run everything now, and they're going wild. And they don't like us on air talking about them, so they're talking about censorship right now. Now, before I go to Joe and everybody else that's holding, I want to do a program note here. I'll be doing the show live Friday, maybe even Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday. But I'm going to be out of town, so I'm going to be doing it from the road via video Skype. Aaron Dykes will be here waiting in the wings. If there's any technical problems, he can pop in. But Aaron is doing the show by himself tomorrow, Aaron Dykes, who also from time to time does a great job hosting InfoWars Nightly News. I'll be filing reports from the road that'll be aired here. I'll be filing reports from the road separate from the Skype interviews and the Skype broadcast to the radio network for the nightly news as well. And I've decided before next year starts and I start traveling to our AM and FM affiliates and doing speaking engagements and broadcasting from their studios, that I'm going to do a quick trip to the Southwest and up into those areas, because in 1997, I traveled to some of the national parks and would just politely ask about the UN markers saying it was UN property. They would blow up and freak out on us. So I thought that I would go and revisit America Destroyed by Design and illustrate where we are 14 years later from my first film. And we're going to shoot a special report on that. But there'll be reports on the ground filed at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and here on the radio. But then I'll also put together a big report when I get back. So that is all coming up from the road. But tomorrow, Aaron Dykes is going to be here. And Aaron Dykes is going to do a special report in the first hour live, but also airing excerpts of last night's special, truly revealing chemtrails with all the documents, how they do it, the patents, the declassified documents, all of it is being basically broken down in great detail. That is going to air during the first hour with Aaron bringing in even more information we didn't get to last night. Then we're going to have a FEMA camp breakdown, Homeland Security, National Security State, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, Governor's Council, Rural Affairs takeover piece. That'll be the entire second hour, and then Aaron has guests in the third. And I'll undoubtedly call in sometime tomorrow as well and file some reports. So tomorrow, very special broadcast, and I'll host the entire 3 hours on Friday. So that is all coming up tomorrow. Please spread the word about it. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in California. Go ahead, Joe. Hey, Joe. How you doing, my friend? Okay, Joe's gone. Let's talk to Garrett in Mississippi. Garrett, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good, my friend.
It's a long time no see, but I just wanted to make a statement about silver and gold. I started buying it back when you told us 14 years ago. And pick up $5 here, you know, there now. But I'm giving this as a cautionary statement to anybody out there. To get your money out of the system now. Put it in the silver, because it's right now sitting at 35. By my statistical analysis, we're looking at 65 by, you know, first quarter next year.
Right. Well, I know this. It hasn't moved up as much via inflation as gold. Gold, in my gut, and this is my personal opinion, is still a really safe move. But it's gotten closer to its bubble than silver. And Jim, Roger, and others agree, silver is the way to go.
If you do buy gold, that's what I tell people to buy, is 10 ounces, because it is easier to transfer into smaller quantities. Just like in Raw's book, a guy had a Corvette for sale for $250 gold pieces. You know, it's too big. But people got to realize, and the people that's going to hurt when this stuff goes down is people like my parents that are on fixed incomes. You know, get your money out of the bank. The only thing I use a bank for is to pay my bills. Anything left over goes in the safe as greenbacks, or I catch a special like Midas puts out or something like that. But Alex, I appreciate you taking my call, but I want to tell you this. Folks have got to get prepared. The snowball's rolling downhill. If it wasn't for you, it would have happened about 10 years ago, all right? And everybody out there, get the information out. You know, forget about Christmas this year. Get your pantries full. Get your cartridge boxes filled up. And just get ready for the storm that's coming probably next year.
Well, I agree with you. And you know what? If somehow we make it out of this without a total collapse, good, then we were prepared. You know, you've got insurance just in case, you know, something bad happens. But unfortunately, more and more, it looks like it runs from bad to worse. The best case scenario is long, stagnating depression. Worst case is road warrior collapse. And we're so decadent and spoiled on average now People are so out of it on average that's what you got to worry about in a collapse is the zombie-like population throwing fits. And all the family and people, even if they're awake, where are they going to get food? Where are they going to get money? Folks, you don't need just food and money for yourself. You need to be able to get ready to take care of those in-laws and people, because even though they laugh at you and stuff, they're going to end up asking for help. And I don't even know, if people laugh at you too much, you might not want to help them, because they'll get in your house while you're helping them and say they saw something illegal, make it up, and call the cops to move into your house. I mean, the yuppies are deadly. They will serve evil until the end. And I'm not talking about my in-laws, but I'm guessing it's some people's in-laws. And people who are into this world, they are into it, and they're going to hold on to it forever. And no amount of trendiness is going to protect them. I understand trendiness is fun. It's really just a brainwashing of the establishment of false worth. And I feel sorry for these people. Anything else, Garrett?
Yes, sir. If you recall, I went through Katrina, the aftermath of it. If we got to depend on the federal government to come down there to help us in this coming economic storm, you can forget about it. It took them 2 weeks to mobilize to even think about doing something. The people that did stuff for us in South Mississippi when I was living down there was the Ohio National Guard. They loaded up the trucks with MREs and water, and they came on their own accord. The federal government is just a bunch of yahoos, and if Ron Paul doesn't get elected next year, Katie barred the door.
I hear you. God bless you. I appreciate you. Yeah, when they had fires all over Texas, FEMA would block other fire departments and people from helping. And I have a friend who manages one of the biggest apartment complexes, and she went down to give them free apartment complexes for 6 months, and FEMA said, we don't want your help, even though they saw people that needed help. It's just all about a federal power grab. It's just this government is run by a bunch of rats. Johnny in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Do you think it's bad down there? It's bad up here in Canada too. You want a good example of the New World Order? Come and live in Alberta. You can't go anywhere without there being photo radar cameras, sheriffs, this, that, and you're always trying to get money out of your pocket all the time. I've listened to your show for quite a while, and I have to thank you. I've managed to save myself from losing a lot of cash. Some of your guests were very informative. I pulled out on RRSPs and put into a little bit of silver and bought a horse and made sure that I had enough ammunition. I got a little bit of food, so I just keep up the good work. It's not just in America. It's all over the world, and unfortunately, it's going to get worse before it gets better. I don't think it's even going to get better.
You're right, Johnny. It's a new world order. It's the same system, the same Goldman Sachs, everywhere doing the exact same thing, and it's a plan. People are like, oh, the government's trying to fix it. No, they're not. They know exactly what they're doing. It's all been actuaried and planned out to the finest detail. And that's why one reason this show is so popular and people put up with me and all the things I do, because Lord knows, people, I can hardly listen to my own show. It's because we've been right. We've helped a lot of people. The globalists could have helped you. They could have given you good advice. They do what we say. They're buying gold and silver. They're digging in. They've always been digging in. They know they give you bad advice. It's not that we're smart and have all the answers. It's that we're just giving you common sense. I appreciate your call. Let's jam in another here. Al in Delaware, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have to tell you, guy, you saved many, many lives, including my own. Some years ago, I started giving up on real estate. I've been a builder for 30 years. I told my friends to start getting out. Start preparing for scorched earth. The government is attacking us at every angle. I mean, I really believe that these chemtrails are designed to keep us from being able to sustain. They're eating out our sustenance, poisoning groundwater, and you can't imagine. And everything that we're seeing out here in the news times 10, and when you see Obama come on the news, do the opposite of what this man drives us to do. He's a liar. Okay, he's a manipulator.
No, he is an enemy. He is an enemy spokesman, like Baghdad Bob up there lying to people. Stay there. I want to have you finish on the other side, and then we'll come back with Steve, then Scott, Mike, George, and others. We're talking to Al in Delaware right now. So everybody, stay right there. We're going to come right back on the other side of the break. And yes, That's what most governments end up doing, is attacking their people. This is world history. These are conscious, hardcore, sociopath criminals.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Read what governments were putting out about a global government, the end of families, a cashless society, bankrupting everybody, forced abortion. And I was like, man, this is hardcore authoritarianism. I want to fight this. They were trying to pass all sorts of gun bans, restricting guns in Texas. They were property grabbing. They were doing it nationally. And I said, I'm going to stand up against these people. And in 17 years, seems like a long time. That is just a flash in the pan. a twinkling of the eye in the scheme of time. And think of how much America's changed in 17 years just since I got in the fight. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see more change now in the next five than we've seen in the last 50. And it's not going to be for the good. I mean, the system has done this consciously. And the realization that vicious, wicked people who want to do bad are in control. Now, old-timers always knew that. The founding fathers said that. And they try to train cops in these training seminars and stuff that, you know, we're dangerous, we're crazy. You know, those that talk about government being big and dangerous, they're bad, like the founding fathers. I mean, I have that on video, FEMA teaching police that. And the cops believe it, a lot of them. They're like, the people talking about freedom and the Constitution, they're the ones that blew up Oklahoma City. Yeah, right. That was Bill Clinton's people. So, this isn't a game. This isn't a game. And all of you that thought you'd sit on the bench, you'd sit on the sidelines, you'd stay out of the fight, you're the ones they're going to gobble on first. And those of you that serve the evil, from my historical study, you are in the most dangerous position there is. The system eats its own more often than any other group. All right, going back to Al and then others. Al, finish up your point.
What they're doing, Alex, is they're eating out our sustenance, okay? People think that they're going to be pushing buttons and looking at computers the rest of their lives, and they're going to have it made. Let me tell you something. God, guns, and tools. You better know how to use them. You better know how to get out of the ground with some shelter if you really care about saving your family. And I have to tell you something. These colleges, Harvard, Oxford, Columbia, are indoctrinating and really putting out the nastiest kind of progressive leftist, dangerous. They're, like I said, they're after us. It's not a game. It's not a joke. And it's not, you know, some psyop. This is a real takedown of the human species all over the world. I really believe that Britain is the culprit. Britain is the catalyst. They're the ones. They've been doing this to us for a hunt for what, 200 years?
They developed a lot of the systems we're under. Tavistock Institute, all of it. That and other scientists out of Europe and the U.S., they developed the scientific dictatorship. And people need to know, this is not a guy in a Hitler outfit who, there's the enemy, beat him. This is a system where they scientifically study us, and as you said, try to bring down the species itself. It is a rewriting of humanity. It is a final revolution of absolute pit of hell evil. This is unspeakable end of humanity as we know it if they win. I mean, this is absolute, it can only be Satan. I mean, it is Satan. Even if you don't believe in the devil, it might as well be a 5,000-foot black demon. I mean, you know, it's here, it's real, it wants death. The globalists want pain, suffering, death. They like to kill. They like ugliness. They like war. It's death. People just, I mean, I listen to how gullible and soft talk radio listeners are, how they call in and try to be cutesy and how the talk shows talk to them like they're 5 years old. And it's just so, I mean, to see what they've done with TV and fluoride to the American people, because the globalists hated us. We were the freest, most aggressive, most inventive people. We were the enemy. And now they took us over, they sold us out, and they turned us into jellyfish creatures. And then those of us that aren't jellyfish creatures, not that I'm some great guy, but compared to them, you know, we're in better shape. We are being absolutely demonized, and giant armies of just murdering psychos are being ready for war with us. And the thing is, these control freaks, the murdering psychos, the Dudley Do-Right idiot robots, all of these different types they've got working for them, they're just minions. They're not even worth anything. I'm not looking for some fight with them. I wish I could free their minds, free their souls. They are just fallen goblins. I mean, they are literally just tread grease to the New World Order. It's just so sad. It's so sad. And America is being judged. This is the beginning of the judgment of this country. And it is going to be absolute hell. I appreciate your call. Take us out to break. Anything else, Al?
Alex?
Yeah.
Following the Hitler handbook, anybody who doesn't know history better get into it. It's here. It's not coming. It's already here. It's been 30 years in the works. We are down on the back, on the mat. This is it.
And the vampires are putting on their napkins around their necks and rubbing their hands together like giant rats.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe...
Okay, I want to race through your calls so I can go through the rest of the news I haven't hit yet. And then we'll be back tonight with InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm trying to be honest. And see, the globalist, you can have 300-and-something thousand people die from bad drug interactions every year. The media doesn't really report it, so nobody's worried about it. You can have a 3,000% increase in most forms of cancer in the last 30 years. Media has it as a footnote, so people aren't worried about it. You can have governments stealing bank accounts and other things. Media doesn't make a big deal out of it. Nobody cares. But they start hyperventilating about terrorist attacking, and you got a better chance of being killed by honeybees or snake bites or whatever. It's way down the list of dangers, but it's so much fun to get scared and hate the foreigner. I mean, it's all manipulation. And then you look at who's actually funding Al-Qaeda, and it's the globalists, the same banks that run us. And it's hidden right there. And a lot of good old boys, they don't really care about America. As long as they can hate Arabs, that's all they want. The government could take everything from them, their children, their lives. As long as they can hate Arabs, they're happy. Of course, if they ever actually met the average Arab, they'd like them. It's pretty much like a Middle Eastern redneck or something. But it doesn't matter. That's what they want, is that tribalism, because 5,000 years ago, if you didn't stick with your tribe when it was under attack, your tribe didn't survive. It is one of the strongest instincts. I get it. My country, right or wrong, Al-Qaeda hit us, murder every brown person. They did it. And that is why we fail. And now they're going with tribalism with all these TV ads where every terrorist is white, middle-aged conservative white male or woman. And the minorities like it just as much. They've been taught Whitey's out to get them. Whitey's been taught they're out to get them. And now, you know, first they teach Whitey, the brown people are terrorists. Give your rights up to get them. Okay, get the brown people. Even if you're not even racist, it's more of a tribalism. Then they've gone to the brown people. Okay, now it's Whitey. They're like, all right, I understand. Whitey's a terrorist. Now you're talking. Now, see, everybody's a terrorist. And we have this article. In fact, I don't think we printed it. I've gone through all my news. Even if we have printed it, just print it again for me. Here's some of the headlines. Following Iowa surge, Ron Paul polls second in New Hampshire. Tell you he could win, folks. He could win the Republican nomination. MF Global looted customers' accounts via internal bank run. DOJ make it a federal crime to lie on the Internet. Jim Rogers on why there's no way to stop global meltdown. DHS link group trained citizens their best pal could be a terrorist. Yeah, that's the article. And there it is telling you that you can't trust anybody but government. You can't trust anybody. And that's what the telescreens tell you now. They're putting up in public places. No one can be trusted but the government. You mean the government that got the underwear bomber on the plane on Christmas Day? You mean that's on record? That's on record? You mean the government that got the shoe bomber on the plane on record? The government that protected Major Hassan for 2 years when they knew what he was planning and declared national security on it? You mean that government? Yeah, I mean that government. It's not a government. It's a collection of criminals that took over the government and are now disassembling checks and balances, the Bill of Rights, and Constitution. And then the last 40 years, they did psychological tests to not hire tough guys like they used to be cops. But now they've hired sociopaths, brutal people who enjoy the raw exercise of power. And our journey into hell is almost complete. Almost complete. If they keep moving this fast, there'll be a day you're not going to hear me or anybody else on the air. And the real darkness is going to settle. And they're going to scare you with bioweapon releases. They're going to have a whole cocktail of ways to get you lined up. And they're going to blame those that won't take the vaccines for its spreading. I can foresee their entire plan. Just think like the enemy. Study the enemy. Think like the enemy. I am in their mind. I see through their eyes. And it is horrible. And all they see is all the innocents they get to hurt. All the people they get to torture. The journey is the destination for these people. They're priests of power. Always pressing on the nerve of power, always trampling and being trampled. A society that measures success by how much they degenerate, how much they fall apart. You're like, that's an extreme view of history. Really? That's the norm when good people don't stand up and band together. That's the norm when you don't have morals. We have allowed evil in. It has grown. It has taken over the high places. America is now a command base of pure evil. And so are most other countries. You know, one of their most elementary manipulations is to point out some other evil country and say, well, choose a side. Choose a side. It's all give up my rights or whatever because of some foreign enemy. You know, as if I'm against a new war, I'm for that enemy. No, I'm not for that enemy, and I'm not for you either. Okay. We'll go to your calls here in a moment and then back into that news. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Diamond Gusset Jeans has a whole line of new jeans in all styles for men and women. Go to gussetclothing.com, G-U-S-S-E-T, clothing.com, and take a look at the great American-made product. From the field to the factory, all Diamond Gusset Jeans are made right here in America. Whether you are looking for bootcut slim fit or Kevlar reinforced like the Defender motorcycle jeans, you can find something for every member of your family. Check them out today at gussetclothing.com or 888-8-GUSSET. That's 888-8-GUSSET. That's 4-8 Gusset today. Gusset Clothing. Right here in America. I know a lot of you are under mind control trance. You physically can't buy something made in America, so I'm sorry for you. Also, innerfood.com. Our friends over at Inner Health Botanicals are a fantastic company. If you've tried to, you know, exercise whatever, don't have the energy, well, try taking Innerfood, 20 superfoods, if you're feeling sick and tired. You need to give some of their products a try, as I said. They have a wide selection of some of the best natural supplements, superfoods, and more that you'll find on their website, innerfood.com. That's innerfood.com, the award-winning superfood endorsed by Mike Adams and the Southwest School of Naturopathy. Now it's even vacuum sealed for long-term storage for years. They have the NutriCafe, healthy coffee, coconut, milk butter. They've got it all, enerfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, innerfood.com. And finally, eFoodsDirect.com holiday special. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find their list of specials, including free sample packs at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-876-0871. They have a bunch of different holiday specials going right now. You'll never stand a bread line if you have your own bread. This is the place to get truly high-quality storable foods, eFoodsDirect.com. Check them out today, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-876-0871. And it is the sponsors that make this transmission to a great extent possible. Let's go ahead and take some calls here. Who's been holding the longest now? Scott in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you're a true American patriot and humanity's best friend.
And well, thank you. I'm just trying to survive, though, brother. But thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, I have a question and a couple comments. I've been trying to figure out if something is true, so I had framed this question in a way that if it is, all you have to do is answer yes or no, and okay. I'll know for sure. Are you under a gag order to not mention anything about the Nocera law?
No.
Well, I talked to Kurt about this during the money bomb, and there's a movie, a documentary on YouTube called Changes on the Horizon. And it's quite interesting. I highly recommend you watch that and then kind of report and do some research. I'm trying to figure out if it's true or not.
Now, I can tell you right now, Nocera is not real. It's been around 15 years. They always say there's a secret group, a reorganization in America that's going to fix everything. And that's globalist disinfo that good people pick up and repeat so that when they reorganize America, people will believe that that's Nocera. This is a planted kind of missionariat protectorate type plan where they pre-plant the legends so that people then accept them once it's announced. So it's just like the infiltration of Christianity and planting false doctrine so people stand down. But listen, I've been under one gag order, and I told people I was under a gag order. That was a week before the Obama deception was set to come out. The FBI showed up here asking about the Obama deception. Well, they asked about it over the phone. Then they showed up. And I said, what's this about? And they said, here's the federal court order. We want these particular IP addresses. Here's the court order. Had my lawyer checked it. And they want to know about Obama deception and these IP addresses. Then I went on air and I said the FBI was here, but it's a gag order. And then the disinfo said I was lying and, you know, that I was making it up to promote Obama deception. And then 6 months later, it came out in the Associated Press. Gag order was lifted. I guess it was lifted because then it was in the Associated Press that some idiot listener was saying kill cops and giving the home address of the cop that shot the guy in the back and tried to cover it up out in San Francisco on the train platform. And I mean, he gave his name, everything, and it turned out he'd been in some crazy trouble before. Probably not all there. And but the cops were using it as an excuse. You know, why do you got posters of Obama up on the wall? And I was like, well, that's for promotion of the new movie coming out. Really, you promote things in here? And I go, yeah, I shoot video in front of it. And I said, and then they were trying to ask my employees questions. And I said, they'll twist it and say you're lying to them. Don't answer their questions. I said, the government is drug dealers and murderers and ships guns into Mexico. And the FBI guys were looking at me like this. You had an Austin cop with him, a detective. And that guy was playing good cop with me and all this crud. And they were looking like little children. They had the eyes of five-year-olds. They were weak.
I wanted to see life in them and liberty. Instead, they were like little children here. And here's your gag order and all this crud. And some other FBI guy called me the next day. Now, don't talk about it. Don't say anything. It was some. So they were using one thing as an excuse to make me think it was about another. And it didn't matter because it did turn into hype for Obama deception. I came out and said, film isn't exactly ready, but we're going to go ahead and release it a couple days early because the FBI was just here and everybody went crazy. So it got more views than any other film I've ever put out for free online. It's over 35 million last time I counted them all up. You know, one video alone has 9.5 million. And, you know, and they were trying to intimidate us at first. And I just started basically, you know, not yelling at them, but just going, the government is criminal. I go, you don't know. I looked at the FBI people. I said, you don't know you work for criminal government. They're like, no, I don't know that. And I go, yes, you do. And they were like, look, we just want to get out of here now. But no, I'm not under a gag order. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. And a couple comments I have is G. Edward Griffin's got a couple project or a project going. I think you should promote at Project City Hall at blogspot.com. And also, I think you ought to promote phone.ronpaul2012.com because people could do phone bank for him from home. That'd help out. Get him elected.
Absolutely. He's getting close. He's winning first and second place now. They're freaking out, and it's barely getting attention. We've got articles at Infowars.com about it right now. Thank you, Scott. Or was that Mike? I can't even keep track of it. Who was that I was just talking to? Okay, it was Scott. I got it right. Okay, now it's Mike in Oklahoma. This new phone system confuses me. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe I'm talking to you. Hey. Excellent show. Never heard nothing like it. I got a question. How do I contact you? Because I cannot see. And I'm listening to you on shortwave. Chemtrails, fluoride. I never heard nothing like you.
Well, you're asking how you contact me. By the way, you can see. Your soul can see. You have discernment, and you can see better than most. But you say, how do you contact me, sir? I literally, on average, work from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. So however many hours that is a day, you know, 15 hours, 16 hours. So I don't have time to get on the phone with people. But we're talking here right now. Go ahead and talk to me.
Can you put the number on the radio? I can't see.
Oh, you mean the number to call in or the number to what number?
To contact you. I want stickers and T-shirts and hats. And
oh, I understand. I tell you what, sir. Well, if you call right now, this is – I know what it is. The phone system keeps moving the callers around. That's driving me crazy. Mike in Oklahoma, I'll be happy to send you some free hats and bumper stickers. How does that sound?
That's all right, but I'll pay for them. But anyway, I listened to you on shortwave. And I never heard nothing like it. And keep going, dude.
Well, this is what somebody who's not doing a fake entertainment radio show sounds like. I'm here. The evil's closing in. And liberty's rising as well, but not fast enough. And I'm just in here, wartime broadcaster. Enemy forces are doing this. Now they're doing that. Try to awaken whoever you can who isn't under their trance. I'm Alex Jones reporting for Infowars.com. I mean, this is what it's like to have chills. This is what it's like to be real. This is what it's like to ask God to give you discernment. This is what it's like to really lift the veil of mind control. That's why you're hearing something so new, because it's desperation. It's the Alamo writing letters every day. Help us. We can't hold out long. You know, America's going down. Please, please, please help America, help the world. And the yuppies are still partying and giggling and snickering. And, you know, the liberals are running around loving communism. And the mainline Republicans are loving their globalist handlers. And it's a nightmare. But let me give you the toll-free number for folks that want to call and order stuff. And if you call, Mike, I'll send you a free bumper sticker and some ball caps. It's 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Did you get that?
258-3139.
888-253-3139. I'd love to give everybody everything free. But we're selling bumper stickers right now at cost. But 888-253-3139. Mike, call. And they're getting a lot of calls right now, but they'll get to your call. And then I'll sign the hat for you. You want a Dayglo orange one or a camouflage one?
I like orange.
Okay, we'll send you that, my friend.
Hey, I'm right up the street. Tulsa.
All right. God bless you, brother. Good to hear from you. Anything else you want to add, Mike?
I never heard nobody like you, and I'm right here waiting to back you up.
Well, thank you, my friend. God bless you. Let's jam another one as we go to break. George in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I just wanted to give you 2 points and one question. Maybe you can direct us. I wanted to let you know I had a revelation about a year ago that we had to reach a critical mass before we beat these characters. Got another revelation that we had reached the point, and it's just a matter of time that they fall. And confirmation was when I was in a library, I don't believe any of these, you know, inspirations unless I'm confirmed. It says, turn around, grab this book, and you'll get your confirmation. The name of the book, the author was Vladimir Nabokov, and the book was...
Stay there. I want to hear this because I don't get into this on air, but... And this is happening to more people, though, as a quickening's happening. Everybody is starting to have these experiences. If you're tuned into God, God is trying to give people the answers to fight this evil, and miraculous things are happening everywhere right now. Everybody who has a soul left can feel it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
George in Connecticut. Go ahead and finish up your point.
Down a river and we see
Well, I was told that they had already lost. We won't see the time or the hour yet, but they've already basically lost. And the confirmation came when I was sitting in a library. It says, turn around, and there was a line of Russian authors, and the one author, Vladimir Nabokov, I pulled it out as the directed, and the name of the book was Tyrants Destroyed. The confirmation, it says, open the book, and the chapter I opened was my last name, the same name of Michelle Bachman. The chapter is named Bachman. Anybody can confirm it who doesn't believe it. Hello?
No, I'm just listening to you. I'm just thinking about it. Amazing. That's a great title, Tyrants Destroyed. I want to read that.
Yeah. And the other point I wanted to make is that there was a great Catherine Austin Fisk had done a two-part hour-long thing with a gal. I can't remember the gal's name, unfortunately, but her radio show is called Guns and Butter. It's broadcast on the West Coast and the East Coast on WBAI. I think you should get her on because it was so fantastic how she laid out how the whole financial situation was fabricated, how they did it, how they manipulated.
No, I'm going to get Fitz back on, and then she's also got ideas for citizens legally to be able to defeat it. In fact, let's get Fitz on next week. Tell her I heard her like 2 weeks ago on Riley getting into these different ways for the citizens to demand the debts be written off of the counties and cities. I'm going to get Fitz on for an hour next week sometime. Great points. Good to hear from you. Who's up next here? Steve in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, just wanted to call and let you know about the conference we had at Chattanooga, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, with architects and engineers. Basically, it was standing room only. The students were doing it for extra credit, and they had a debate. Had an engineer there that apparently didn't do his homework because he was easily put in his place when he tried to debunk the whole 9/11 theory. But basically, I'm with Weird Change of Tennessee, and, you know, if we can get more Weird Change groups across the country and get a network going more and more, and especially internationally, and have a couple of people in each Weird Change group represent architects and engineers.
Sure, you can call it whatever you want, but political activism, exposing the globalist crimes, that's the key. Great idea. I want to jam in everybody here because I've got to do a TV interview after this. I've got to end here in just a moment. Let's talk to Otter in Mass. Otter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, you broke up there. You still there?
Yes, Otter. Welcome.
All righty. How are you today?
I'm good.
Fired up. Gerald, my God. I like the idea you had on a recent show about IP addresses and the feedback that you get. I read a lot of the feedback on the InfoWars page, and a lot of the disinformationists and the multiple posts and maybe multiple individuals.
Yeah, I need to do a report on that showing how it'll be one IP address with 20 different names having fake conversations with themselves to create false consensus. And a lot of times they don't even shield the IPs. They go to governments, think tanks, PR firms.
And I don't know, some kind of software programs, I believe. It seems like I see a number of these across the Internet.
Yeah, they call them sock puppets. The Pentagon runs those. And they attack anything pro-America while the Pentagon wraps itself in the American flag all day.
Good grief. So Oklahoma City was the other thought I had. I'm wondering why there hasn't been more of like 9/11 change and 9/11 was an inside job. Why more haven't...
Because that happened before the true awakening to government-sponsored terror began. See you tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.